It's Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Welcome to a Wednesday morning. It is the 8th day of October. It's Emergency Nurses Day. Thank you, emergency nurses.
ICR nurses.
It's Hero Day. International Lesbian. I guess not just regular lesbians, but international lesbians. It's Newspaper Carrier Day. I was a newspaper carrier.
Were you really?
I carried the newspaper, yeah.
Did you like bike it? Or?
No, there was no bikes. You walked around and delivered the newspapers.
So you didn't ride
no
around
car.
On your bike and throw
no bike? No, you carried
newspaper.
Around. I had so many. I had like 120 customers.
That's incredible.
That was a lot. It's National Pierogi Day today.
Yeah.
It's also Curves Day.
Like the gym place or...
I love curves.
Like gals like us.
I love curves, especially driving real fast around them. Good morning, we're Joe and John. Need to know this morning, Republican Jack Chitarelli was in Galloway at Seaview Resort yesterday to meet with members of the Greater Atlantic City Chamber of Commerce. He says he'll refuse to apply the annual fiscal band-aid to Atlantic City and other big cities if he becomes our next governor. The chamber hosted a similar event for Democratic nominee Mikey Sherrill back in August. Chitarelli plans a big rally in North Wildwood this weekend at the pier.
An ATCO man has been sentenced to 5 years in prison for a boat crash that killed one passenger and injured two others 2 years ago. The Atlanta County Prosecutor's Office says 44-year-old Jason Santo was convicted on charges of reckless death by auto and assault. The accident occurred in Great Bay in August 2023. Police say he admitted to being intoxicated and speeding when he crashed into a channel marker.
New Jersey State Police investigating several thefts of fishing equipment taken from boats docked in marinas all over Cape May County. It happened this summer. The suspects have been captured on surveillance videos removing fishing equipment. We have their photos now on the Cat Country 107.3 app.
And your South Jersey weather today, on and off the rain this morning, maybe a little afternoon sun, high 72 this morning. Temperatures will fall this afternoon.
7.3, mornings with Joe and Jana. Jana's Fangirl Update starts right now.
Speaking of Cody Johnson this morning, he just had to cancel the rest of his 2025 tour after suffering a burst eardrum, ew, that makes my blood run cold, and battling a nasty respiratory infection. He's actually headed for surgery. And they say he's going to have a pretty long recovery, which also means that he's going to be missing the CMA Awards next month. A huge bummer because he was up for Entertainer of the Year. So hopefully, I mean, you hate to say, oh, hopefully somebody doesn't win, but he's not going to be there if he does win. We'll just say that. Everything we know about Kojo's condition, that's up now at catcountry1073.com. Obviously, we wish him a speedy recovery. Speaking of recovery, Dolly Parton's sister Frida is asking fans to send up some prayers for Dolly. She shared on Facebook that Dolly's been dealing with some health issues, including a kidney stone and infection, which caused her to miss Dollywood events and to postpone her Vegas shows. Everything we know about Dolly's current condition, that's up now for you on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Obviously, we extend our prayers out to Dolly Parton. That's Jana's Fangirl Update on Cat Country 107.
It's our girl, Megan Maroney, Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. It's a Wednesday morning. You know what that means. All right, kids, it's Good News Wednesday. We want to share the good news in your life. Let us know, 609-383-1073, or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107. Play-in cash cow, $1,000 up for grabs again today. We're going to have 10 chances to win starting at 8:20 this morning. Tomorrow, we're going to have a bonus Thursday. That means you can win a $10,000 prize tomorrow.
Nice. That's a lot of moolah.
Yesterday, we had a chance to reach out to Jessica. She was getting ready for work to tell her she was our latest $1,000 winner.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. This is so
cool. Grabs. It's time now for your Cat Country Joke of the Morning, brought to you by our friends at Bridgestone Auto Mall. Take advantage of friends and family discounts happening now at Bridgestone Auto Mall. Don't miss out.
Alrighty.
Erica lives in Cape May. She says it's the first time she ever sent in a joke.
Thank you, Erica. Well, thank you.
When they moved cross country, husband and wife decided to drive both of their cars.
Okay.
Their 8-year-old son worriedly asks, how will we keep from getting separated? Well, dad reassured the kid, we'll drive slow so one car can follow the other. The boy persisted, but what happens if we do get separated? Well, said the dad, I guess we'll never see each other again.
Oh.
Okay, said the boy, then I'm going with mom. Good morning, we're Joe and Jana. It's Wednesday. You know what that means. Good News Wednesday.
All I really mean is a little good news.
We want to share your good news.
Whether it's big or small, or you just, you know, you weren't feeling great and you made it out this morning. That's what we want to hear about. 609-383-1073. That's the number to call.
Or you can hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. We're going to talk about your good news coming up at 7. Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jonathan. Now for your Cat Country dumb story of the morning.
And where are we off to today?
D-Land, Florida. Firefighter faces charges after allegedly dumping 75 tampons on her ex-boyfriend's front lawn.
Oh.
Yes, authorities say the incident followed her discovery of her ex's new relationship. Security footage showed a truck passing the house linked to Gabrielle Franz through license plate data. She blamed her mother and aunt for the idea. She says they bought tampons, painted them red, and dumped them on the front lawn.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's Cat Country 107.3. Good morning. We're Joe and Jana coming up at 8:20 today. Your first of 10 chances to win the money. $1,000 up for grabs today on Cash Cow, made possible thanks to our friends at Bennett Chevy, Egg Harbor Township, and BennettChevy.com. We're going to have 10 chances to win, 8:20 to 5:20 today. Tomorrow, we're going to turn that $1,000 prize into a $10,000 prize. So make sure you're here today for the $1,000, tomorrow for the $10,000. Good morning. We're Joe and John. Three things you need to know this morning. An ATCO man has been sentenced to 5 years in prison for a boat crash that killed a passenger and injured two others 2 years ago. The Atlanta County Prosecutor's Office says 44-year-old Jason Santo was convicted on charges of reckless death by auto and assault. The accident occurred in Great Bay in August 2023. Police say he admitted to being intoxicated and speeding his boat when he crashed into a channel marker.
Layoffs due to the federal government shutdown are not expected at the FAA Tech Center in Egg Harbor Township. Congressman Jeff Van Drew says any layoffs would target the Department of Transportation in Washington, not here.
Republican Jack Cittarelli was in Galloway at Seaview Resort yesterday to meet with members of the Greater Atlantic City Chamber of Commerce. He says he'll refuse to apply the annual fiscal band-aid to Atlantic City and other major cities if he's elected our next governor.
And your South Jersey weather for today. On and off rain this morning, maybe a little afternoon sun, high 72 this morning. Temperatures will fall this afternoon.
$1,000 up for grabs today. First chance to win will be at 8:20. Right now, Cat Country morning birthday shout-outs begin.
Here we go.
Brianna Abbott of Marmora celebrates today. Happy birthday, Brianna. Happy birthday to Cindy Ramsey of Egg Harbor Township. Cindy is 62. Our friend Ariel of Galloway has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Ariel.
Ariel, we love you.
Leonard Tilley of Egg Harbor Township is 65. Happy birthday, Leonard. Scott, Mr. Ocean City Halliday, is 70 today. Happy birthday, Scott. Happy birthday to Jennifer Marcello of Galloway. Jennifer is 48.
Jennifer, have a great day.
Barbara Butcher of Millville is 61. And Ryan Simpson of Courthouse is 39. Happy birthday, Ryan.
Nice, nice.
We missed you. Happy one to you as well. The recipient of our Cat Country Big Birthday shout-out today, Leonard Tilley of Egg Harbor Township, 65. Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Welcome to a Wednesday morning. You know what that means.
A little good news today.
We want to share your good news.
Big or small.
609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. We have a few good news stories from Facebook. James says hockey is back. Melissa says I leave for Florida in a few days. We'll be robbing
That's
your house,
great
Melissa.
News. Yeah. LOL.
Jody says I survived the first week of retirement and got three beautiful beach days in.
Yeah, that's awesome. Good for you.
On our app, Maria from Egg Harbor Township. My daughter just got her driver's license. I survived teaching her. Like that. Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. It's Good News Wednesday.
Good news, a little good news today.
We're sharing your good news at 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Aaron from Hamilton writes, just booked a family trip to South Carolina for next summer. Can't wait.
Aaron? That's awesome.
Aaron, my family had a family trip to South Carolina this summer. We're in the Isle of Palms area, Charleston area. So if you need any recommendations on where to go or
hit
where not
up.
Or where we're not to go,
hit
we have
up.
Some of those as well.
You said you had a great time overall.
I had a great time altogether.
Yeah,
yes.
So there you go.
It was good. Allie from Cape May Courthouse, baby number two is on the way this February. Congratulations, Allie.
Love that.
Hi, Cat Country.
Hey. My good news is that I'm going to see my son. He's coming into Philadelphia.
It's Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. It's Good News Wednesday, 609-383-1073. Or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. By the way, we have a trivia coming up in about 10 or 15 minutes. And, of course, $1,000 up for grabs on Cash Cow at 820. Jess from Linwood writes in, my pumpkin spice candles are officially lit and the house smells amazing.
Nice.
There you go.
That's the best.
Do I know what pumpkin spice candles smell like? I don't know.
Yeah, I think so. It's like pumpkin and cinnamon mixed together with a little hint of vanilla. There you go. Really good.
How about this for good news? Winning the lottery. Adam Lopez is from England. He had said he had $17 in his bank account when he won a lottery over there for $1.3 million this summer.
No way.
No way.
Can I have some?
Oh. Adam just got out of the hospital.
Can I have
some? He spent 5 months there, or excuse me, 5 weeks there, because he spent 3 months of partying and got really sick. He had $17 in his bank account when he won $1.3 million.
That's nuts.
He found himself in the back of an ambulance earlier this month, or earlier September, due to a bilateral pulmonary embolism, a condition where blood clots block blood vessels in both lungs. He said the 3 months before his medical emergency were a blur of partying. After winning the lottery, he quit his job, a decision he now regrets as it's disrupted his daily routine. You end up spending a few weeks in the hospital. And Jana, Can Country Morning Trivia is up next, brought to you by our friends at Matt Blatt Nissan. Phone number is 609-383-1073, or hit the call us button on the Can Country 107.3 app. Up for grabs on trivia this morning, a $50 gift certificate to the restaurant Birdcage in Atlantic City.
Nice, nice.
Great food, including delicious gluten-free food, killer cocktails, unforgettable vibes. Brunch to dinner to late night, it's all at the Birdcage in Atlantic City. Find out more at birdcageac.com. That's bird spelled B-Y-R-D. Birdcage like the movie. $50 gift certificate for Birdcage up for grabs. Here's the question. One out of five people don't know how to use this. It has something to do with your car.
Oh, that's easy. The horn. When you're sitting at the light and somebody's sitting ahead of you and the person... behind the person on the
phone.
Well, some people don't, because the person that's sitting there that should be going is on their phone, and the person that's right behind them is afraid to beep at them. We got places to be. Use your horn.
The question is, they don't know how to use this.
Okay, well, maybe that's why the person's not beeping at them to go. They don't know where it is.
No. Interestingly enough, it's not that.
It's not that. Okay. We've established that.
If you are listening to our show right now and don't know how to use the horn on your car, please call us.
Can you tell it happened to me?
609-383-1073. 107.3 mornings with Joe and Jonna. Kind of a miserable looking morning, but hopefully things will improve for the afternoon. Cat Country Morning Trivia is on the air at stake. A $50 gift certificate to one of our favorite joints, a Birdcage in Atlantic City. Here's the question. One out of five people don't know how to use this. You said horn. Now, what specifically happened to you?
Okay, so.
In 20 seconds or less.
It happened literally right out here. I left outside the back of the studio. Was sitting at the light. I was like three or four cars deep, okay? Then the light changed green. We were sitting there. I was like, what's the deal? Clearly the person that was sitting there didn't notice it turned green. So the person behind the person that clearly was like on their phone or something didn't use the horn. So finally I used the horn.
Right.
And then we moved. I'm a little bitter.
I beeped at somebody at a light the other day. I literally will go 1,000, 2,000, 3, 1,000. Then I'll beep my horn.
Yeah.
And that's what I did. And as soon as I beat my horn, three arms came out, three different windows with the middle finger sticking out. Just because I beat
three
my horn.
Three of them?
Yes.
That's a jacked and stacked car.
There was three people in the car.
Right. Hopefully they weren't kids.
I don't know. I beeped at them again.
There you go.
Just for spite.
There you go.
All right, let's get back to trivia. One out of five people don't know how to use this. It has to do with their car.
It's not the horn.
It's not the horn. Good morning, Cat Country.
Hi, good morning. Is it cruise control?
Yes, that's absolutely right.
Nailed it.
Oh, my God.
What's your name?
Denise.
Denise, where are you from?
Little Lake Harbor, New Jersey.
Do you know how to use your cruise control?
No.
I'll teach you, Denise. I'll teach you.
It's just like a button, and then you hit it, and then turn it on.
I sort of, my husband yells at me all the time.
So, Cat Country 107.3 mornings with Joe and John, and we want to bounce back a little bit because today is Good News Wednesday. We've been sharing your good news this morning. You're going to still get it in at 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. This in off the app from Aaron in Atlantic City. Aaron writes, hi, Joanne and Johanna.
Close enough.
Now Jana has been called Joanna.
Yeah.
Johanna.
Yeah.
This is the first time I've ever been called Joanne or Johanna. So Our names again are Joe, that's J-O-E, and Jana. You can spell it however you want.
No, J-A-H-N-A. Don't do that to me. But that's okay, I'm used to
it. So Aaron writes in, and I'm picking on you, Aaron, and I'm sorry. Hi, Joanne and Johanna.
It is funny.
Maybe she knows something. Maybe I'm out of here soon and somebody else will be here.
Get out of here.
Joanne.
Goodbye.
Here's some good news for you guys. This is actually pretty nice, so thank you, Aaron. The Cape May County Special Services and Cape May Tech Unified Soccer Team traveled up to Mainland High School yesterday for our annual Pink Out Against Breast Cancer game. There were 65 athletes and partners in attendance amongst an abundance of fans in the stands. Fun day of soccer and inclusion with athletes with and without disabilities.
I love that.
That's great.
Thank you, Aaron.
Big shout out to everybody who participated in that.
Yeah, for sure.
It's Cat Country 107.3. We're Johanna. Good morning. We're Joe and John. I need to know this morning, Republican Jack Cianarelli was in Galloway at Seaview Resort yesterday to meet with members of the Greater Atlantic City Chamber of Commerce. He says he'll refuse to apply the annual fiscal band-aid to Atlantic City and other big cities if he becomes their next governor. The chamber hosted a similar event for Democratic nominee Mikey Sherrill back in August. Cianarelli plans a big rally in North Wildwood this weekend at the pier.
An ATCO man has been sentenced to 5 years in prison for a boat crash that killed one passenger and injured two others 2 years ago. The Atlanta County Prosecutor's Office says 44-year-old Jason Santo was convicted on charges of reckless death by auto and assault. The accident occurred in Great Bay in August 2023. Police say he admitted to being intoxicated and speeding when he crashed into a channel marker.
New Jersey State Police investigating several thefts of fishing equipment taken from boats docked in marinas all over Cape May County. It happened this summer. The suspects have been captured on surveillance videos removing fishing equipment. We have their photos now on the Cat Country 107.3 app.
And your South Jersey weather today, on and off the rain this morning, maybe a little afternoon sun, high 72 this morning. Temperatures will fall this afternoon.
Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for my favorite tweets from the last 24 hours.
Here we go.
There are five of them. Number one, I wonder what appeared over Thomas Edison's head when he got the idea for the light bulb.
LOL.
Number two, nobody cleans better than somebody that's pissed off.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yes. It's so true.
Number three, my crazy is well known here in these parts, which is why I need to move so I can meet new people.
New people, new cray.
Number four, I'm toys in the cereal box years old. Joe and John, these are my favorite tweets. Last one, number five. Number one, open fridge, nothing to eat. Number two, open cabinets, nothing to eat. Number three, lower standards, then repeat. Congratulations to Jessica. She won $1,000. She's our latest Cash Cow winner, and it's time for you to win today. Cash Cow, $1,000 up for grabs today. We're going to give you 10 codes every hour by 20 minutes past the hour from now through 5:20 p.m. today. When we give you a code, take it to the Cat Country 107.3 app, pop it in, and you could be on your way to $1,000. Best chance to win, grab the most codes today.
If you are headed to the store for your pumpkin because you need one to carve really quickly, that's what we're talking about. You can buy 251 of those for just about $4 a pop. It's a couple cents under $4. Yes, I looked it up.
Really?
Yes, I've looked it up. Obviously, if you go to a farm, they're going to be a little bit more pricey. So we're basing these off of, like, the pumpkins you get at Walmart, okay? 251 of them. That's how many you could score with this money. That's a lot. So I don't know what you do with all those. I'm just saying.
Here's your Cash Cow code for this hour. Your first Cash Cow code of the day is 682. That's 682.
682.
Enter it on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Catch as many codes as you can for your best chance to win today and be back. Mornings with Joe and Jana. So, Jana, I know you weren't alive in the 1980s, but during that time we had the biggest corporate debacle ever. It involved Coca-Cola.
Okay.
At one time, Coca-Cola, well, for all time, Coca-Cola had been named with the same formula for like 100 years.
Right.
And sometime in like 1985, they decided to change the formula, change the taste of Coke, and call it New Coke, and everybody overreacted more, and it was terrible, and the company lost a lot, and I don't know if they've ever rebounded from that. But here's the second biggest corporate debacle happening. You ready for this?
Yes.
What if I said name a fast food seafood joint?
Fast food. Okay.
What would you say?
Long John Silver's.
Okay. There are a lot of Long John Silver's in the country. I think there's only one in New Jersey. So you say Long John Silver's.
Yeah.
Name another fast food seafood joint. Yeah, after Long John Silver's, you're kind of stuck, right?
The only one. I know for a fact none around here. I know there's one. I went on vacation and there was one, but not around here.
But fast food, seafood restaurants, they kind of have a lock on that. Long John Silver's does.
I would say.
At least they did. Long John Silver's has announced they're going to rebrand.
What?
And focus not on seafood, but chicken.
Like, we don't have enough of those? What are you doing?
Because when you think of Long John Silver's, you think of pirates and you think, of course, of chicken.
Yeah, right. Annoying.
They've unveiled a rebranding strategy that emphasizes chicken over seafood.